Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
All right, let's go out to our premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline, where we are joined by Bradford William Davis. Appreciate your time this morning. How are you doing?
Hey, you know, not bad. I'm not in New York right now. I'm in sunny Orlando, Florida on vacation. But
well, I saw that you were at Universal Studios yesterday, right? When all this was breaking, you were posting pictures from, I think, Universal Studios, if I'm not mistaken.
No, that's right. I was tweeting in between, you know, the E.T. ride and Simpsons World.
Well, you know,
duty calls.
And when you write a story like this, it looks like it probably took a long time to put together. Got to be a pretty good feeling when you hit send, and then, you know, you look down and you go, oh, boy, this thing is catching fire. It can't, you know, it jumped right out to me. And your tweet yesterday, 18 hours ago, was, did you know that Major League Baseball used not one but two different balls all season? And that the balls were designed to perform differently? You didn't? Well, the players, coaches, execs, and scouts I spoke to said they didn't either. Buckle in. We've got a story to tell. How did you even start on something, you know, this grand of a scale?
I mean, it really doesn't start with me. It starts with Dr. Meredith Wills. The researcher who supplied the information to me in this, you know, insider, who has been, she's a trained physicist. She's won awards for her work on this recent season of variable baseball, the so-called juice ball era, all things that she's been, you know, studying for in the past for her, you know, really tremendous work. So she's the one who kind of like realized something was awry, and just started obtaining baseball from here and found and noticed a split that she'd already seen in 2020, but would be even more pronounced given the larger sample that you had this year.
Bradford, you know what? We've got a bad connection. We're going to try to recall you because we kept you kind of cutting out there for a second because I want to get more deeply into this conversation. So Paulie's going to get you off the air for a second. But essentially, Meredith Wills, doctor, was studying the baseballs, found that there were two different baseballs, essentially, that performed completely different in terms of, you know, ball flight, exit velocity, things like that when they measured them that were in play during the 2021 season. Now, the question, I think the big one here, Woods, is this innocent? Is this like, hey, I pull out some golf balls, some are older, some are newer, but we're all playing with the same ball. Does it really matter that much? Or was there something a little more nefarious going on? Like, why was baseball, Major League Baseball, changing these in the middle of the year and not using a uniform baseball from game one to game 162 all the way through the same season, as you would kind of expect them to do?
Yes, it doesn't make a lot of sense. Now, there's going to be imperfections here, and every ball is going to be a little bit different, I would imagine. I mean, it's, you know, but the fact that there's two separate balls at different times in the season is weird to me, and I wonder why they did this.
Yeah, I mean, you know, my first thought was, well, was there the Padres are good ball in the first 4 months and a Padres suck ball
we can blame
in the last
balls,
2 months of the year?
Yeah.
I mean, we are talking about, you know, somewhat fractional differences. It shouldn't, you know, turn a great team into a terrible team. But when it is a game that, you know, little tiny things make a difference, it's interesting that this was something that was going on, especially in the same season where they were cracking down on foreign substance usage as well.
Yeah.
Which was changing the performance of the baseballs during the year as well. All right, let's go back out. We got Bradford William Davis. Appreciate that. Call you back on the line. I guess what we were discussing while you were gone there, Bradford, is how do we know what the motivation is behind this? Because Major League Baseball really isn't telling you much about why they did this.
Well, I mean, the truth is we really can't know. I want to be humble about, like, the science and the reporting here, right? Like, the study of the scope can tell us basically, you know, one question. What were the properties of the baseball, right? And, you know, or I guess plural, baseballs. And that's kind of it. We do know that Major League Baseball did, in February, not announce per se, but it certainly informed their teams that they were introducing this newer, lighter ball that they predicted would be deader. That seemed to be a tacit sort of acknowledgement of the so-called juice ball era where, like, well, you know, home runs have been flying out the park in recent years. I'm sure any baseball fan can attest to some of the wonky home run stats we've seen of late. You know, what they did not, of course, say was that they were using a ball that they believed, anyway, to be, you know, more productive for home runs. So it's like, you know, so it's kind of like, what gives, guys? Like, in the statement to me, they said the ball performed as expected. You know, they didn't elaborate as to what as expected means, but, you know, that is, of course, part of the, you know, the sort of natural follow-ups that I think any single person who's paying attention to this will want to know. Like, how do these balls actually perform? You know, how different are they? What were the, you know, the tangible impacts? And, can it be measured? All sorts of, you know, I think huge looming questions kind of come out from just the fact that they would even attempt to create two different balls that perform different ways.
Well, and again, and it's the not informing people of it. That's, I think, what's going to drive the players crazy. And I'm sure your article will be cited here in the upcoming weeks in these meetings. You know, Pete Alonso came out with what we thought was a crackpot theory a while ago. I mean, I think we made fun of him on this show. Like, come on, dude, nobody's doing that to mess with free agent classes. And I think we had our fun with Pete Alonso and, like, dude, come on, just go out and play. But this is a huge deal. Like, if guys are in arb years and they're hitting free agency and they're hitting the ball hard, but it's not going out of the ballpark like it normally would, that's a huge, huge problem.
Right. Like, even still, I don't necessarily think Pete Alonso's hypothesis, because you have to call it a hypothesis now, not a conspiracy theory, is correct. Because, like, you know, I just don't know. I don't have enough information here. But I think that one of the real fruits of this article and the science, you know, informing it, is that, like, Pete Alonso may be incorrect, but he's not crazy. Like, you know, whether he's correct or not is besides the point. It's like, you know, was he out of his mind? Was he just complaining or whining, you know, or something like that?
Yeah.
Or was he noticing, like, actual problems with the equipment that he knows, frankly, better than Rob Manfred or, you know, any of the scientists he's commissioning? You know, he's the actual person using it. You know, as are, you know, his hundreds, thousands of colleagues over the last few years, you know, like, they're the ones who, you know, who know these things. And they've been talking about this for years, that they notice issues with, like, you know, ball to ball variance, you know. And in the past, of course, you may have been able to correctly attribute it to just the manufacturing errors, but this wasn't a manufacturing error. MLB admitted it. We used two balls.
Bradford, so you have to acknowledge then that combined with the crackdown on foreign substance usage by pitchers, and now the manufacturing of the baseballs, that the performance of baseball clearly is a major issue, you know, for Rob Manfred and the Major League Baseball League office for whatever reason they're trying to accomplish, you know, whether they're trying to rein in too much offense. This is something that they put a lot of time and effort into over the last couple of years.
Absolutely. It's plainly apparent that they care a lot about this. Of course, I struggle to conceive as to what the difference is between doctoring a baseball with sticky stuff versus doctoring it internally and not selling it into your lab or in your Rawlings manufacturing plant. But yeah, nonetheless, like, it is very clear that ball doctoring is a major storyline of 2021.
So just to for everyone who didn't get a chance to read the piece or read the research from Dr. Wills, how different were the two balls in performance, essentially?
Well, again, like I said, I want to be, you know, totally humble about the science. We don't know. What we do know is that there's a difference of a couple of grams with what's called the center weight. That's like the yarn wrapping around, like, this cork rubber pill inside every rolling baseball. A couple of grams is, of course, you know, light enough that, like, most people, you know, virtually anyone would not be able to detect it if they picked up two balls in their hands. But in a physics sense, it can actually, you know, mean the meaningful differences. And again, it was meaningful enough that Major League Baseball tried to, you know, to implement it. Right? At least in MLB's mind and in their recommendations of the scientists, they thought that this, you know, this would have some sort of impact on better consistency of the baseball, according to MLB's words, not my own. I think that is to be determined. You know, it require, like, you know, far more information and data from Major League Baseball. So, okay, if anyone wants to key me in on a much larger sample size of all years, but like otherwise, this is what, you know, I think this is the limit of this report per se. But, you know, again, there is a performance change. You know, there has to be, because the balls were constructed differently physically, and a lot of people are going to care about that, from the players obviously, to many of the front offices and coaches and scouts. Some of whom I've spoken to, I would imagine some gambling partners might care as well. Yes. If they're not getting incredibly precise and granular information about the sort of scoring environment they should expect when they're setting their lines in a way that is fair to everyone, but yet still advantageous to the house. Like, you know, I mean, I think, again, it really opens far more questions than answers, which is why it was a fun story to write, because I think anyone can kind of go crazy with this.
All right, well, so not a grand conspiracy theory yet, but certainly some interesting information to chew on. Bradford, William Davis, appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of your Orlando vacation, and then thanks for taking some time out with us this morning.
I'm already on the Hulk ride, guys. Thank you.
All right, take care. Bradford, William Davis on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.